the one, the only Tom Roberts is here. It's always good to have Tom here. How are you?
I'm tired.
You are. Did you play last night somewhere?
No, we did. We actually had a dress rehearsal last night.
Now, this is exciting.
This is incredibly exciting.
Rhapsody in Blue is a masterpiece.
And I'm glad that you see it that way because, you know, there are many of the elite that just kind of, well, it's a pop song. It's just for pop concerts. It's really not. But Rhapsody in Blue, I did a couple of weeks ago a program with Stacey Innerst. Do you know Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
I know you. And about George, the music in George's head. And it really is, it's the American melting pot because within Rhapsody in Blue, not only is there blues music and ragtime music, yeah, there's also klezmer music in it.
Yes, there is. And it's amazing, actually.
It really is amazing.
And when was the composition? It's got to be the late 20s, early 30s?
1924.
That early. Wow.
It's that early, and it's very different sounding. And it's really, there's a lot of harmonies in it that are remarkable, and it's wonderful. It's not just a stupid pops thing. It's not a commercial for an airline.
When did you first, what's your relationship with the song? When you were learning piano growing up?
Well, I loved like ragtime music. I was playing that. My mom came down one day and just said, hey, here's this record of this piece. I think you'll like it. And then I heard it, I was like, oh. So I've just adored it since childhood, which was many years ago.
And now have you had a chance to play it with an orchestra before?
I have not. So this is great. And this is with a great orchestra.
Yeah, this is with the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra. And it's tonight at 7:30 at Upper St. Clair High School. So it'll be easy to park. And,
yeah.
Nice seating. And
oh, it's wonderful seating.
It's actually a really nice auditorium, too. And
it's well worth crossing that bridge.
It's amazing to me that you've never performed it with an orchestra. Actually, it's not that amazing because you typically have performed other genres and in, you know, different kinds
right.
of settings. But this is, you're going to be filled with chills tonight when you've got that orchestra.
Oh, yeah. It's great. And it's so great. Patrick Forsyth is our conductor this evening, who is a heck of a nice guy, an incredibly knowledgeable person, and he does an amazing job with the orchestra. Warren Davidson is the normal musical director for the orchestra. And I believe it's all volunteer, and it's quite wonderful.
Yeah, this is an orchestra, the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra. It's been a while since we've had any guests from the orchestra on. But if you at one time played an orchestral instrument and you wish you still had a chance to play with an ensemble and you're good, you can get involved with them. And it's a way to continue enjoying music as part of your life.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Now, some people are wondering, I don't want to treat you like a jukebox, but you may be wondering, Rhapsody in Blue, what are you talking about? I almost guarantee that you've heard at least part of Rhapsody in Blue.
So you've got a couple of themes. You have your main theme, which is... There's also the the theme that you hear when you get onto that airplane. And then there's a beautiful theme that you've heard. and so on and so forth. If you want to hear the rest, folks, you better cut your butts out to Upper St. Clair High School to
and your ears, too. You want to have your ears with you.
You do need your ears, perhaps even more so.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous, and I never thought of dividing it in the themes or of thinking it that way, but it's really a tour de force of all sorts of styles and feelings. The first part you played, I never really thought about how raucous that is.
And you know what's really cool about this part? It is a fusion of three very distinct ethnic, or what we like to think as ethnic styles. I think music is the one thing that brings all humanity together. Everybody has those same sounds, those same beautiful things. But rather than getting into a very long and involved conversation about this, this will really bring it home for all you people listening. Check this out. Now, within that...
Excuse me. Duh! I just had
exactly,
to do it.
Everyone, if you are alive, you need to have that because of the things that are within tonal music that we hear that are much more complicated than you would imagine. But that's the easiest way of expressing it on air with an electric piano. There's tension that needs to be resolved right there. And there's different types of tension within different types of music. We have a major chord. If we move one note of that major chord, it becomes minor. You know, so we have... Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary Ate Her Little Lamb. Major and minor is from there, and those are the... But within blues music, there's an ambiguity between major and minor. And the thing that makes something sound bluesy is that very note that creates that idea of major and minor. And if you blur the lines, listen to that. Now, there's another type of musical influences within this, which would be klezmer. Now, George's last name was Gershovitz, if I'm not mistaken. We could look it up on Google, but I'm pretty certain, even at this early hour, his last name was Gershovitz, and his family were immigrants, and he heard what we would refer to as klezmer music during his early days. And within klezmer music, there's a different scale. The normal diatonic scale is... A klezmer, one of the klezmer scales, which I believe is called Frege-ish, no leading tone, none of this. It's not there. So what happens if we combine the traditional Yiddish sounds with blues sounds with ragtime music, and then we got... It is so remarkable, and this never existed before. It never existed before. This is not pop music. This is not a pop's concert. This is the melting pot. Everything that makes America as wonderful as it is within this piece of music. And George Gershwin was alive and living in America at a time where he had access to all of this music and took, just as Stacy's book, Stacy is not the author of it. I'm sure someone's going to write in who wrote, I think it's Suzanne Slade is the author, but Stacy from Mount Lebanon and Stacy Enders is the illustrator. It's the music in George's head.
Yeah.
Sounds that exist within his imagination come together. Everything that he's heard comes together into this remarkable piece.
Yeah, it's just a work of genius. It is. And the only, I think of Aaron Copland somewhat, but this is goes back. I mean, he was doing this right as all of this was unfolding.
Absolutely. And I'm not thrilled with Aaron Copland. I know he's like the greatest, supposedly, but.
Oh, I'm not comparing, but just think of somebody who tried to capture contemporary sensibilities.
Right.
But Gershwin, he just nailed it.
Gershwin was in it.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the cool things is George Gershwin, as a kid, fell in love with Harlem Stride Piano. And so he would go up to Harlem and he would hang out with the Stride guys, Lucky Roberts, James P. Johnson. He actually took lessons with Lucky Roberts. And they taught him how to do their things. But these other guys, like the later, like the generation of Gershwin, like Willie the Lion Smith, Fats Waller, those guys, they took him as one of their own. They felt that he was a Harlem Stride Piano player. And we hear these little echoes of this in George's own recordings. Have you ever heard a recording of George play?
I've heard the records made from the piano rolls, right? It didn't.
He actually made discs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And you know what he sounds like when he's playing some songs?
No.
Fats Waller. Or
really?
Or Fats Waller sounds like George Gershwin. They're all from the same background. They were all living in New York at that time when all of those immigrants were coming in and everyone was hanging out and trying to basically find who we are. Who are we?
Do you ever wonder or like fantasize about going back in time to be with those guys?
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, that would be an amazing thing to think about and actually do. Or to bring them here today to hear what they would write.
Oh, I would love to do time travel. Have you ever fantasized about that?
Oh, definitely. I'm not sure where or when I would go to, but yes.
Yeah.
So tonight, Upper St. Clair.
Correct. 7:30.
I'm curious how this all got together. How did you? You know, how did this come together with the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra?
I believe, you know, because I get to do a lot of different things. I have multiple musical personalities, and one of them is El Cacho when I play tango. And this very lovely tango dancer named Elizabeth Wheeler, she might be listening right now. And she has seen me play and heard me play tango with the various ensembles. She's also seen me do my Charlie Chaplin thing, and she just said, I want to share you with people. And so I think she threw my hat into the ring. But, you know, I've been trying to throw my hat into the ring all the time now, and so it's a little harder than you would imagine, but it's getting together.
Let me get your reaction to this, talking about Gershwin. This is Brian Wilson.
Oh.
It's the Beach Boys meets Gershwin.
Yeah.
He did a whole album of
Porgy
Gershwin.
Porgy and Bess. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And it's got that Beach Boys sound. And then, so when we talk about Gershwin and the versatility, here's another.
Oh, yeah.
This is guitarist Rick Ruskin.
Beautiful. The second prelude.
Yeah. But
put into a more guitar-like key than C sharp minor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guitarist. But tonight, George Gershwin's own instrument and the one he composed Rhapsody in Blue for with a big orchestra.
And a really good orchestra, yeah. Too. With a great conductor and great people in the orchestra.
So it starts at 7:30. Tickets are available at the door. And it's a large hall. I mean, Upper St. Clair High School, this hall is intended to hold the student body. So there'll be plenty of seats available and good seats available.
They're very comfortable seats.
Yes, they are. So you can Hopefully keep your eyes open, but even if you just closed your eyes and listened to the music.
And disappear. Well, you're going to want to keep your eyes open at one point. Because the second tune on the concert, so they're doing this whole series of guests about the elements, and this is Earth. And Rhapsody in Blue, what does Rhapsody in Blue have to do with Earth? Rhapsody in Blue is very much associated with Manhattan, with New York City. In fact, Woody Allen, Manhattan, uses it as the main theme, along with all these Gershwin tunes. The second piece takes us to the other side of the country, and it is my score for a Charlie Chaplin film that I orchestrated for Symphony, and it's called Kid Auto Races at Venice, California. And it is actually the very first appearance of Charlie Chaplin in his iconic little tramp outfit. And not only do you get to see the birth of the little tramp, you get to see the very first audience experiencing Charlie Chaplin, because Chaplin just went out there. And I'll tell the story. I don't want to give it away. We've got to have more enticements to get the people to come on out there.
Yes.
And but we see the first people experiencing Charlie Chaplin. And then the third piece is by some hack named Beethoven. I can't remember what.
Yeah, a lot of orchestras.
Some Beethoven guy. Beethoven guy? I don't know who that. So the final piece and the highlight of the piece is my favorite Beethoven symphony, number 6, which is the Pastoral. Do you know the one? It's this. Except for that bum note there. But I love that one.
My brother used to play that growing up, and I did not recognize it until just now.
And there's one, I mean, and the tune itself is so simple. It's just. It's very childlike. It's incredibly simple. But Beethoven takes one note and takes one chord and inverts it and makes it from being a child song. And turns it into incredible art by simply changing the bottom note from. Right here. Oh! Instead of going to that, that's what a hack would do. Dumb. Genius. And then you have all these little hidden melodies underneath and lines of energy that are pushing you through.
In addition to Tom's performance, this is Tom Roberts, by the way, tomrobertspiano.com. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
Is the website. He tonight will be playing Rhapsody in Blue with the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra, 7:30 at the Upper St. Clair High School. Tom also has been transcribing. I'm sorry. I know the difference. I just picked a word popping into my head, transcribing from original recordings of so many recordings for which no printed music is available.
So other people can play it.
Yeah, and it's what an incredible effort. And you and I have talked about how your mind, and I was thinking about as you're playing now and really reflecting on each individual note within the chords and within the music that you're playing, and you're hearing all of those precise, everything that makes it up. It must be distracting. If you hear music as you're trying to do something else, is it hard for you to?
That's all I hear.
Yeah.
And you know what's really cool? I mean, I'm not looking for pity, people, but I had a stroke 3 years ago. I had a pretty big stroke, but as a result of it, all of my senses were heightened, including hearing. And so now I have aphasia where I can, it's not aphasia, what's it called? When you feel, aphasia is when you can't speak. That's what happened.
Right.
As you can tell, I still have little problems with that. Where you have these moments where you feel music. We're going to look it up right now. And so I can feel music moving through my body. And I start to realize that it literally is waves of energy that come in. And there are different things, different types, but it's all one thing.
That's it's amazing. And having those senses all come above.
But it's great.
Hiding. So tonight, we just have a couple minutes here. Tonight, 7:30.
Yeah.
Tickets still available. You know, I don't know how to put it. We've got you're listening to one of America's. There aren't many people that could do this as well as Tom's going to do it.
Larry.
It's true. It's true.
Thank you.
And Tom, you know, is often playing stride or
rhythm and
music,
blues,
rhythm and blues and jazz. It's very rare to get a chance to hear Tom play something like Rhapsody in Blue with an orchestra.
And it's very lucky for me. I get to do a lot of different things.
There's another one. I know you know this one.
Of course we do.
Gosh, that's nice. Any other words before we...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear the oneness of humanity, if you want to hear everything come together in one beautiful musical melting pot. Come on out to Upper St. Clair High School tonight at 7:30 and experience the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra with conductor Patrick Forsythe. 7:30. What else are you going to do tonight?
It's a perfect thing to do. And you can see that beautiful fedora, maybe. It's
No, but I'll be wearing my tails.
Oh.
I'll be channeling Oscar Levant tonight. And so we waited till the last minute to bring this up. I did this so we didn't talk about Oscar Levant the whole time. We'll come back and we'll talk about
We
Oscar
should do Levant. A show about Oscar Levant sometime.
We really should.
I love him. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry, for having us.
Take care. Tonight,
see ya.
7:30. TomRobertsPiano.com to learn more about Tom.